Given the targeted approach that you're trying to develop to help caregivers, will these approaches, these interventions, inevitably help reduce conflict between family members where some have certain opinions about how a patient should be treated and others have another, go on life support, stay off life support, especially if those advanced directives don't exist?
That is certainly a very important question. And, you know, reducing family conflicts actually is one of our goals. You know, one of the things that what we are trying to do is that, you know, from these studies that we are doing right now, we want to be able to really identify the factors that help or interfere with the surrogates being able to make more informed decisions that's consistent with a person's value. And one of the things that we also know is that family conflicts can occur at the end of life. And even though you may have one designated surrogate to make the final decisions, but a lot of surrogates also, when they're making these decisions, they are not only thinking about what the person may have wanted, but they are also thinking about family consensus, the need for the family consensus. And also with, you know, they also want to be able to make a decisions in consideration of what healthcare providers also offer in terms of their advice as well. So we know that surrogate decision-making is a very complex process influenced by multiple factors, not only by the patients and the values alone, but also the surrogate's values and what that person would have wanted if she or he was in this situation, but also what other opinions and preferences of other family members. So one of the things is that once you can start early on, once you start actually documenting and helping the surrogates to really start thinking about the information they also need to obtain and understand and also identify the possible future conflicting areas and other family members, we can help them to facilitate family conference meetings with the surrogates as well as other family members who may be in disagreement with the surrogates' opinions. And we can hopefully facilitate that meeting with the goal that we can reduce the conflicts among the family members as well.